Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live weekly broadcast we do called Prophecy Reality. We turn on the studio cam, we open up the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net, and invite you to come in if you're able. To join us in the chat room, comments, questions, take part in whatever conversation we got going on here if you're listening live. If not, if you can't join us in the chat room, then just keep listening where you're at or enjoy the rebroadcast or podcast or whatever it is you're listening to. Today, we're going to talk about the revelation come to life, because it is coming to life. And it's coming to life swiftly, especially over the last year, if you've been paying any attention, which I believe that most people have. I see a lot of people commenting to me that they can see it like they've never seen it before. And I've been preparing for this for 30 years now myself. Perhaps I jumped the gun when I opted out of socialism almost 30 years ago, and I've been going down that road ever since. And I'm glad, because I learned to live without the number, you know, the number of the beast, the Social Security number, and which I believe is morphing into the mark of the beast. So we see that coming on. Let's see, we have a scripture verse today of where we're going, and that one is, let's see, verse 14, chapter 13, verse 14, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the sword, the wound by a sword, and did live. Which had the wound by the sword, and did live. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, I believe that Revelation chapter 13, the last part of it is an outline of the very times that we are living in. It's the third manifestation of the great beast power that the scripture speaks of. And it's machinations with its affiliates in the time leading up to the return of Christ. Okay? And, for instance, I found an article here. This is from the BBC. Okay, and let me see if I can get this on the screen here. The BBC. Yeah, here we go. This is from the BBC. Now, this is World Leaders, COVID-19. World Leaders Call for International, Pandemic Treaty. And if you wonder why I'm stuttering or stalking slowly, it's because I got out of YouTube jail. First Amendment Radio is still in YouTube jail. You notice that the First Amendment Radio YouTube stream has been gone since last week, since I did my last broadcast. And I said those words. I said, there is no what that thing is, okay, that everybody seems to want to believe in. But we're talking about prophecy here. And so I'm going to try not to use the words that are going to get me kicked off. Because you don't need to listen to me, really. Listen to David Knight. And you can either listen to him live in the morning, or you can listen to him, because we rebroadcast him here on First Amendment Radio in the afternoons from, 2 p.m. Pacific time to 5 p.m. Pacific time. So you can get all the skinny on the what it is thing that's going on out there, because he spends practically the whole 3 hours talking about it, and it's all very interesting and very definitely worthwhile listening to. So, but here we want to tie this together with prophecy. And so we have the world leaders calling for an international treaty on the thing, okay? And you see here Merkel, the usual suspects, you know. Merkel, we've always known. This guy here in the middle, Yeah, what a disappointment. What a huge disappointment. He was supposed to be the Brexit prime minister, but look what he's done to Great Britain. Man, he's like worse than Joe Biden, if you can believe that, you know. And then of course there's the Macron dude from France there. And they say, "Oh, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has joined more than 20 world leaders." You know, the usual suspects, you know, big on tyranny, and exercising power over their subjects because there's no freedom anymore. You must give up your freedom because one person cannot die, but the true effort is to actually, you know, implement the eugenicist dream, right, world of reducing the number of people on the planet, the population, down to the Georgia Guidestones, Guidestones, yeah, what they say. And so this is the real plan. This is from the Antichrist and his shadow government that definitely rule the world. And you know, there's no doubt about it. They're not even hiding it anymore. The fact that they can lie, cheat, and steal, as they've done in the elections for many years. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I have not voted since the 1990s. I don't believe I've voted since the 1990s. I was tempted to vote for Donald Trump. I have to admit, but I couldn't get myself to sign the papers. Yeah. Because I didn't like what it implied to sign the papers. And the fact is, I've known that they've been stealing the elections for many years, especially on the land, you know, the corporation that's floating on the land where I'm living, called the State of California. Yeah, that fiction that's floating above the land over here, and the beautiful state of, you know, land called the State of California where I live. It's a beautiful country. I love it. Don't like the government floating over the land, though. That image I could live without. A bunch of thieves, and they've been doing in California, because they stole California, which was conservative, like, you know, 30 years ago. And even because I remember before, what was the name of that Supreme Court decision that made all marriage equal or something? But anyway, there was a referendum in California, and it was put on the ballot, and Californians overwhelmingly voted against, same-sex marriage. Yeah, but then, of course, the Supreme Court reversed all that because they are the new gods of our land. And, you know, of course, we voted for them, so they get to rule us and make up rules, and all I have to do is say, well, it's constitutional. So therefore, you know, you have to follow because we determined, we found it between the lines and between some words of the Constitution. Although we know they're all a bunch of liars because the Constitution says nothing about marriage. That's a state issue, okay? And I'm with David Knight on this one, where he says that, you know, if you remember back to prohibition against alcohol, going back for those of you who know what that is, they actually, to outlaw alcohol on a national scale, they had to get a amendment to the Constitution to do it because the federal government did not have the authority to make rules on alcohol for the nation. So they actually had to get a constitutional amendment. And however, when they decided to, after a few years of that, and the, you know, that the cure was worse than the disease, so they reversed that and they undone that. They got rid of, they voted the amendment out through the amending process. But since then, you know, they've been making national rules without any amendments, all illegal, all unconstitutional. So the courts, there's no hope in the courts. The country is going. And pretty soon it will be gone. And I think by 2030, when I see how many zombies there are out there in the world when I go out, I would have never believed this 2 years ago, that there would be so many zombies walking around. You know, you'd see them, you know, they if they smiled, you can't tell they're smiling, but they've got nothing to smile about. Yeah, because nobody else is smiling. So I'm sure that underneath their face diapers, they're not smiling either. Yeah, I like walking around without a mask on and smiling at people. It's like they don't know what to do, that somebody is smiling at me. Yeah, because that's what I do. I go into the grocery store and I just smile. You know, if they look at me like, why isn't he wearing a mask? You know, that smile, I just flash him a big old smile. It's kind of, you know, smile has an effect on people. I know it has an effect on me. I love to see people smile, and it's genuine. It's a beautiful thing. We shouldn't be covering it up. I think it's detrimental to the mental health of our nation to be covering up our smiles. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, we've got these guys here, and with 20 world leaders calling for a new global settlement to help the world prepare for future things, should they happen again like they happened in 2020. Because that's the only way that they can happen, because, you know, when something doesn't happen but they say it's happening, that you need to be... there needs to be a great delusion over the whole earth, and it is here, because the scripture did foretell that it would be a time of great delusion. You know, so there is a lot of delusion going on out there. In a newspaper article, the leaders, including German Chancellor, French President, said the COVID deposed the biggest challenge since World War II. The biggest challenge, yeah, since World War II. Can you imagine it? Yeah, guess, you know, were any of these guys around for World War II? You know, I wasn't even born when World War II was going on, and I don't think any of these people look much older. If they actually all look younger than I am, or maybe... No, definitely. What would they know about World War II? I mean, that was before I was born, because I was a baby boomer myself. So anyway, that's what they say, because they're trying to make it, you know, out to be something that it isn't. And since World War II is such a big mystery, they want to liken it to World War II. Okay. It has shown that nobody is safe until everyone is safe. Oh, my. Nobody is safe till everyone is safe. Ooh. That language, that is scary language. That means if even one person dies, that nobody is safe until everyone is safe. But, you know, the fact is, we're all going to die. So this is newspeak. This is Orwellian speak. This is Ministry of Truth talk. Okay, Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng said the UK would need a surplus of jabs before it could export supplies. Okay, so that's what they mean by no one is safe until everyone is safe. So once everyone's been jabbed, then nobody will be safe until everyone is jabbed. That's what that statement means. They don't say what they mean. They say what sounds good and what will make you feel warm and fuzzy, but they actually mean something else, because they have a great delusion to work on. Writing in the Daily Telegraph, publications such as others in Spain and France and the 24 leaders argue that a treaty similar to that reached in the wake of World War II is needed to build cross-border cooperation. What's the treaty of World War II? It's ending the war, I guess? So if only we could end the United Nations. The signatories, who include the head of the WH organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Dr. Tedros, said at that time, following the devastation of two world wars, well, not just World War II, but two world wars, political leaders came together to forge the multilateral system, the United Nations, basically, because the the World Health Organization is part of the UN. And that takes us to chapter 13 of the Revelation, where the Revelation actually speaks, without naming it, the UN. It speaks of the UN, through which the Antichrist and his shadow government vicariously rule the world. So you can see this is all leading to the Mark of the Beast and the 2030 agenda, at which time they want to have this thing fully implemented. Now, I always thought, man, this is really going to be difficult for them to pull off until 2020 happened, and the great panic of 2020. That's what we'll call it, the panic-demic, of 2020, because it was a panic-demic. So you can check that article. Just put in, I did a search here. What was my search? On DuckDuckGo, I search world leaders call for global, that thing, treaty. It says that's it there. You can see it here outlined above. World leaders call for, that thing. And a treaty on, what happened in 2020, what was supposed to have been happened in 2020, but it was a panic-demic. That did happen. I'm not denying it. It did happen. Okay? Yes, it absolutely, sadly did happen. And the whole world has fallen, it seems, under the delusion, or at least half of the world. And it seems to be the half that has the money and the news and owns the social media and the mainstream news populates most of the people in government. And those that had any sense, they just bought them off with riches and bribed them with money. I quit voting a long time ago, so I don't have any vote in the game. And as you notice, it absolutely would not have made any difference had I voted in 2020. It would have made no difference at all. Because, that's another thing that you can get banned for saying that, for speaking the truth, for coming up with an alternative opinion on how to interpret the facts on the ground from last year. So why waste your time going out to vote again in 2022 or whenever, unless they can fix, what is broken, obviously. But it's so blatant in your face that there's no doubt about it, unless you really are happy with the results of a fraud. And people, because some people, as long as, I don't care if they use fraud, as long as it's what I want, it comes out of it. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And eventually all of that's going to turn on these people. Just like all the Marxists throughout history have used, willing idiots in the countries that they chose to take over. And of course, somewhere along the line, they eliminate all of the willing idiots too, because they cannot be trusted. They are traitors to their own country. How can they be trusted at all if they're traitorous to their own? They will also be traitorous to the new regime that they helped to bring in. So they must be eliminated too. It just happens over and over in history. It's from what history we have of Marxist totalitarian dictatorships taking over countries and eliminating millions upon millions of human beings like they were worthless cockroaches or something. We have plenty of examples of that throughout history. So anyway, when we get to the scripture here, he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So you're going to have a new kind of passport. And that to participate in everything having to do with life. You know, I proposed many years ago, and especially in the last few years, or 4, 5, 10 years, that by 2030, as soon as they came up with the, I think before that it was a 20, what did they call it? The Agenda 20, Agenda 2000 or something. I forget what the agenda was, but now it's the agenda is the 2030 agenda. Okay, so they've set a date, and I believe this date, I believe they're going to be able to pull it off by this date, with what I've seen in the last year and what is continuing now. Unless, but you know, that doesn't mean we should not resist. We should definitely resist the mark of the beast and the implementation of the 2030 agenda in our land, even if we have to pay for that resistance with our lives. Because as the scripture says, fear not them that can kill the body, right? Because we have eternal life through Christ, and we will prevail. Yeah, we will prevail, even if, you know, it's in the resurrection by the blood of Jesus. We will prevail. See, about that, there's no doubt. So we're not to fear them that can kill the body, because that may be required of us. And that's what the church needs to be ready for. The church needs to be ready to lay down their lives for the gospel, for the truth, and to stand in protest against the Antichrist and his one world totalitarian order that he is now implementing through all of his agents that are helping him to implement this thing. Yeah, there are many coadjutors out there. Many of them don't see the whole plan. They don't care. Some of them are just being rewarded with riches and power and money and, you know, all of the lusts of the flesh being fulfilled, and many of them are held by blackmail for those things, or coerced into moving lockstep with the shadow government of the Antichrist, the shadow government that rules the world through the for the Antichrist and through the UN, which is through which he vicariously, with his shadow government, rules the world. We're going to jump a little deeper into that. I'm going to show you in the scripture. I'm going to bring that out of the scripture and show it to you, how the scripture tells us that what is happening would happen. And it was written 2,000 years ago. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And as promised, as many of you know, I've been working on my exposition of the Revelation, which I'll be publishing in a book form. My target date is May 1st for publishing, and I'll show you where I'm at here. Let me see. I'm on chapter 13 right now. And that's what we're going to jump into because it's appropriate to what we see going on today. But here you see, to show you where I'm at in my book, of course, I have an introduction to method of interpretation. That's the opening chapter, or is an introduction, really. And all of the other chapters, 1 through 22, are for each chapter of the book of Revelation. And I've already written my draft of the entire book, because you can see all 22 chapters are listed here in my navigator. But you can see that now I'm going through and I'm completing them. And you can see I've got to chapter 7, the sixth seal secondary vision is where I'm at, cleaning up my draft and going over it with a fine-tooth comb, adding to, taking away, clarifying, and trying to make it better than the draft. So you can see I'm still only on chapter 7 working through my draft. So I figure I need the rest of the month, since this is all in draft here, to complete it before I get the whole thing done. And I'm thinking, I'm putting a lot of time into it right now because I'm kind of excited about what's happening with it and what So I'm going to share a little bit of this draft chapter with you, which is chapter 13 is still in the draft form, as you can see. But I wanted to share that with you. And of course, if you read verses 1 through 8, okay, and then I comment. First, I'll put down whatever verses I'm going to comment on as a group of verses that I comment on them, okay? And these are the manifestations of the Roman beast. The opening verses 1 through 8 contain more than adequate recapitulation for identification and note several changes for the era opening. Then follows verses 11 through 17, an overview of the final phase in the life, machinations, and affiliations of the greatest and most enduring of the final world-dominating powers, or beasts, a government created by mortal man. And I believe it's depicted as a beast because when man creates this government or beast, it takes on a life of its own. And even the people that created it lose control of it. So it becomes like a wild beast. So that's, I guess I should write that in there too, but, and I probably will somewhere when I get into a better definition, but that'll be in my, as I go through my draft to clean it up for the final edit. Okay, so you have an idea why they're called beasts, these world-dominating powers created by men that take on a life of their own. And you all know, you can identify that what I'm telling you is absolutely true, because we're all watching it as we live every day. A government created by mortal man with its revived head and supporting companions, the earth beast and its image. So the supporting companions for the beast in its final manifestation is the earth beast and its image, and before it goes to perdition. So let's talk about the manifestations here. The first manifestation, from the 7th century B.C. through the 6th century A.D., here we identify the fourth beast of Daniel 7:7, noting the attributes, lion, bear, and leopard, of the three sea beasts which it conquered and assimilated in succession, so identified as the Roman Empire, pagan in its first manifestation, which lasted about 1,200 years, until the empirical rule was taken out of the way to make way for the rise of the man of sin with his great apostasy. Okay, that's first manifestation, 7th century B.C. to 6th century A.D. Second manifestation, okay, 6th century through the 18th century A.D. The 10 kingdoms into which the Roman Empire then divided was consistent with the division corresponding to the 10 toes of Daniel's image. The principal Gothic tribes raised into sovereignties were, 1, the Anglo-Saxons in Britain, 2, the Franks in central France, the Alemanni on the Rhine, 4, the Burgundians in Burgundy, southeastern France and part of Switzerland, the Visigoths in Spain, the Suevi in Portugal and Gallica, 7, the Vandals in Africa and the Italian islands of Sicily, Sardinia, and Corsica, 8, the Bavarians on the Danube, 9, the Heruli succeeded by the Ostrogoths in Italy, 10, the Lombards in Lombardy. These kingdoms all acknowledged the papal supremacy, 3 being immediately plucked up and supplanted by the little horn of Daniel. Clovis, king of the Franks, submitted about 496 A.D., the rest capitulating by 600 A.D. Thus, the crowns remained upon the 7 heads throughout both the pagan empirical and the papal 1260-year rule. Now the third manifestation, that's where we're at now. We are in the third manifestation of the beast. This final manifestation signified, first, by the placement of the crowns upon the 10 horns, second, while having upon his heads the name of blasphemy, signifying the anti-Christian power from which the crowns have been removed to the horns. Thus, we understand the changes here to represent, from the end of the 1260-year papal rule of the empire and the beginning of the final era, it having received the purported deadly wound by the sword until the second advent of Christ. We learn later that the ten horns will finally turn on the whore of the seven hills and desolate her. Verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. Okay, I'm not going to, well, that's not much. I'll go over that anyway. Here is a demand of attention to what is here discovered of the great sufferings and troubles of the church, and an assurance given that when God has accomplished his work on Mount Zion, his refining work, then he will turn his hand against the enemies of his people. And those who have killed with the sword shall themselves fall by the sword. And those who led the people of God into captivity shall themselves be made captives. Here now is that which will be proper exercise for the patience and faith of the saints. Patience under the prospect of such great sufferings, and faith in the prospect of so glorious a deliverance. Now we move on to the rise of the two-horned earth piece. I want to jump back here for a minute, talking about these three manifestations of the beast powers. Now, a lot of the forerunners in the historicist's interpretation of the scripture believed in their time they were in the final manifestation of the beast power, and really, I believe they only saw two manifestations. Because if you read E.B. Eliot, who wrote his fifth edition by 1865 of his book that he had been, you know, the Horae Apocalypticae, which he had been working on for more than 30 years, and like I said, by 1865, he had finished the fifth edition of it. I don't believe he saw the final manifestation because he believed. Okay, when he was publishing his fifth edition, he believed that before the end of the 19th century, that Jesus was coming back. So he believed that they were at the end of the final manifestation of the beast power. But now here we are, 150 years later, and we see there's this third manifestation, and it's not what they thought it was, because of course they didn't see it. And that's what historicism is all about. Historicism is looking for prophecy fulfilled in history and getting our interpretation from the fulfilled prophecy in history. We see it that it was fulfilled, that it played out in history, so we see the prophecy fulfilled. But if you didn't see it fulfilled in your history, if it hadn't happened yet, how could you know what the third manifestation or the final manifestation of this beast power really was? But now we see it plainly here in the last half, because this is, chapter 13 is an overview, okay, of the entire, all three manifestations of the final beast powers. It's like there's an overview there with the final manifestation. And then the chapters that come after 13 help to fill in some of the blanks, and they're more focused on some of the characters and circumstances and happenings that go on between in the final eras there. Okay, so anyway, let's move on, and we come to the rise of the two-horned earth beast. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And I'm going to jump down here, because all of you have read this. It goes down to the mark of the beast, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So here in these verses, let's see, what is those verses 11 through 17, we have the seventh and final beast power enumerated in the scripture, and that is the earth beast, is the final beast enumerated. The final beast that is named throughout the whole scriptures is named here in chapter 13, and it's called the two-horned earth beast. That's what we would call it if we were going to add a descriptive name to it. So the two-horned earth beast is introduced and rises to its position of power and authority in the earth. Okay? So we have the seventh and final beast power enumerated in the scripture. Let us examine the mentioned attributes of the seventh beast power from the divine text itself and see if we can find a candidate in subsequent history that satisfies all of the criteria following. First, let us refer to Revelation 17:9-11 and the attributes which there help identify this new seventh king beast revealed here as the earth beast. 1. He is not yet come, okay, when John spoke these words. Here's a direct future tense reference to an appearance of a seventh beast power that did not previously exist. Future from the present tense of John receiving the revelation. Okay? And future from the one is the Roman beast then in existence. Revelation 13 has the only mention of the appearance of an additional and subsequent beast power in the scripture. So of necessity must be the same beast power mentioned in both texts. 2. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Still directing us to a future tense, the author, that is John, asserts the continuance of this beast power must be relatively short in comparison to the other beast powers before it, or at least the one immediately preceding and contemporary with it, of which the latter seems to be the case. So the case seems to be that it is relatively short compared to the final beast power that is contemporary with it, because these beasts, one does not eliminate the other. We get to that here. We now turn back to our primary text above, Revelation 13:11-14. 3, this beast comes up out of the earth. First, we notice that this beast does not rise up out of the sea, as did the four previous beast powers, the sea, waters, or flood, each respectively indicating multitudes, or a densely populated area, such as the old world, and conquest by warfare or the sword. That would be the symbol flood. This earth beast would rise up without conquest of the beast preceding it. That's what makes it different from all of the sea beasts. One conquered in succession the one that preceded it until we have the final, the Roman beast power in the old world. But here this beast rises up not out of the sea, out of the same locality, the old world, as the previous beast, sea beast, did, but it rises up out of the earth, the opposite. Okay? So this beast would rise up without conquest of the beast preceding it, nor would it occupy the highly populated locality of the preceding sea beast powers. There's only one symbolic use of the word earth that I could find in the Revelation, and that concerning the church's flight into the wilderness. This would seem to confirm the understanding that it refers to the opposite definition than that of the sea symbol, that this beast did not rise up in the old world locality where the sea beast did, but rather would appear from a locality which is sparsely populated upon its rise. 4. He had two horns like a lamb. For reference, averting our attention to the division of the Greek Empire with its singular horn being broke off, we're going back to the prophet Daniel, and supplanted by four horns, signifying a new fourfold division, and the ten horns of the concurrent sea beast, three being plucked up before the little horn, etc., we expect to see something representing a twofold division of power during the continuance of this earth beast, as demonstrated by the short history of the Medo-Persian power. It had two horns also. Its being described as like a lamb is a probable indicator of the attribute of one of those horns, or divisions of power, and the other indicated by our next attribute, he spake as a dragon. This dragon influence or division would be concurrent throughout the life of this beast power with the two horns, as we notice no change, or one horn being plucked up by another as the Grecian and Roman empire beast previous to it, or the Medo-Persian, where one horn is higher than the other. This beast may exhibit an equilibrium or even a constant power struggle between its lamb-like qualities and dragon-like conversation. And to me, that is a spot-on picture of what I see in America today. This dichotomy, this almost even split, this vacillating back and forth right on the divide between lamb-like and dragon-like. Okay, lamb-like qualities and dragon-like conversation. See, because lamb-like has qualities, dragon-like only has conversation. Because, you know, it doesn't have any true substance. It's just pure evil. Something similar to the old cartoon character with a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other, especially in its support of the sea beast, which derives its power from the dragon or Satan, the god of this world. 6. He exercises all the power of the first beast before him. In the history of the Roman Empire, in its history, the Roman Empire ruled the then known world and all of its civilizations. It had military outposts in many of those nations. It was the police power of the world. This is the kind of power that will be necessary to fulfill the following tasks, enumerated 7 through 14 set forth in the vision for this earth beast power. 7. Causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. This is an overview of the end result and motivation of this horn division in the following actions, or in the biblical sense, its dragon conversation. He uses the following feats to accomplish world obedience to the first beast. And you'll notice this great delusion. It's a war of words, and people are being deluded by dragon speak. That's what's going on out in the world right now. It's dragon speak. And people are falling under the spell of the dragon speak. And you see this in some of these fantasy movies and stuff, where they have these dragons and people are under a spell of a dragon. But, you know, in truth, there's an allegory there that is fitting that we see in the world, that the dragon speak is casting a spell or a great delusion over the whole earth, even right now. Okay? 8. Doeth great wonders, so he makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of the beast, on earth in the sight of men. In the context, as in the Roman, this power is military, an overwhelming military power, and contemporarily, I believe this means firepower, a power used to bend the nations to its will. 9. Deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Okay, here we continue the theme of an overwhelming military power that would seem miraculous by any historical standard, and the exhibition of such power in the locality of the beast, the sea beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. And that's where we're going today, the image of the beast. And that's where we want to focus on. And we can see that this image of the beast, the power that is being developed through it, will, I believe, become overwhelming And as the scripture says, and we'll get to that, you'll see what it says in a minute. We have another hour, and it's going to take us another hour to get through this, to show you exactly how the scripture tells us exactly what's going on today. So we don't need to be surprised. And I'll tell you what, when I see some of these things happen, you know, I get that tight feeling in my chest, and I'm going, oh my, there it is. You know, it's plain as day, and it's coming, you know. But then I realize that we are, you know, more than conquerors. We're victorious by the blood of Jesus, that they can even kill our body, but they cannot destroy us, because they will be destroyed and we, God's elect, we will be raised from the dead. So in the end, we will inherit the earth, because when Christ returns to this earth for his millennial reign, we will return with him. We and all of the elect, from Adam and Eve to the last person that is elect before Christ returns, we will all join him in the resurrection. By his blood, we will overcome. And it is only by his blood. Okay? So much. So saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, so much so this power, that the entire earth will easily capitulate to the assembly of the image to the beast, and eventual worldwide obedience to it. Well, the image is here, the image is built, and right now I see the whole world bowing down and in obedience to the image of the beast. Because part of it, that image, is right now dictating to the world that, hey, you can't even evict someone from your rental unit, right? You got to lose your property to the bank, but hey, that's okay. Because that's right in line with what the beast wants, to rob the people of everything and take total control for the beast power over everything in the whole earth. And that's really what Marxism and communism is all about. It is part of his modus operandi, the Antichrist and his shadow government that has come to rule the entire earth. Okay, I'm going to be back after a break here and the news. So make sure you come back with me. It'll be about 7 minutes. Go for coffee or whatever. We'll be back.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is pushing back on reports he engaged in an inappropriate relationship with an underage girl. Sean Langill has the latest.
Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz says allegations that he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl are rooted in a blackmail scheme against him and his family. He told Fox's Tucker Carlson,
"A person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away.
Gates said his father has been wearing a wire at the request of the FBI to catch those involved, and he wants the Justice Department to release recordings from that wire. Meanwhile, Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu is calling for Gates to be removed from the House Judiciary Committee until the investigation is complete. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic officially released their report on Tuesday. But the report had to be approved by Chinese authorities, and WHO investigators say that Chinese officials refused to give them raw data on early COVID-19 cases that could have helped them find out how the virus first spread in China. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana joined Hannity to condemn the WHO.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, which is part of the UN, is Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. No one would mistake him for Mel Gibson in Braveheart. He is a fawning, obsequious suck-up to the Communist Party of China.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz talks about what he saw during his visit to the U.S.-Mexico border in Donna, Texas last week. He says kids were packed in cages in the border facility, far exceeding its capacity, and that there was no COVID social distancing rules being applied.
These are the Biden cages. For 4 years, we heard Democrats in the media screaming about kids in cages under Donald Trump. What they didn't admit is Barack Obama built the cages, and Joe Biden is building new cages, and they're bigger, and they're more full. These cages that the kids were in, they weren't 6 feet apart. They weren't 3 feet apart. They weren't even 6 inches apart. They were literally lying on the floor. There are no beds. There are no cots. Lying on the floor, side by side, touching, huddled under reflective aluminum foil emergency blankets.
The mainstream media has been reporting on a dramatic increase of anti-Asian violence around the country. Steve Jordahl reports something is not quite right about the narrative they're pushing.
When 21-year-old Robert Long allegedly killed 8 people on March 16th, the media immediately trumpeted that the shootings were racially motivated since 6 of the victims were Asian and he's white. Every official source is saying there was very likely a completely unrelated reason, but the narrative stuck. There have been at least 2 brutal and unprovoked beatings of Asians in New York City since, but no mention of the race of those attackers. Marie Fisher of Project 21 says that's because they were black.
It doesn't fit the narrative that they're perpetuating right now, because right now they're trying to make everything seem like it's white supremacy when it's not.
In fact, AFN looked at about 6 mainstream news reports of the attacks, and the word black or African American were never used at all. Every single story about the Atlanta shooting identified the shooter as white. Fisher says the press should focus on the one characteristic that all the attackers have in common.
It wasn't an Asian narrative. We're not addressing the mental health issues that's going on in this country. A lot of these hate crimes are not hate crimes. These are people who are mentally unstable.
She says mental health is the unnamed co-conspirator in thousands of crimes in the U.S. and other social ills such as homelessness and drug abuse.
There's still a whole slew of people who see mental health as a sign of weakness. They see it as someone who's crazy, or they look down upon it, or such a stigma. But when you look at all the pressures going on in society, like I said, add to the lockdowns, you're going to have more and more mental health issues.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Get our news online at onenewsnow.com and download the One News Now mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to Prophecy Reality News. We do this once a week here at FirstAmendmentRadio.net. Turn on the studio cam and go live. Now, we've been talking about the image of the beast, and we're kind of building up to the introduction of the image of the beast that we see in the Revelation. We've gone through the three manifestations of the great beast spoken of in the scripture, the one that goes to perdition, and it is in its third manifestation at this time. And also then we have the seventh beast that's introduced in the scriptures, okay, the final beast power, which is the two-horned earth beast, which comes alongside and helps the sea beast during its final manifestation, okay? And we see that he caused the entire earth to capitulate to the assembly of the image of the beast and eventual worldwide obedience to it. And we see that worldwide obedience happening now. America has bent its knee in the last year to the image of the beast and one of its organizations that told it that it had to, in lockstep with the rest of the world, over which the shadow government that rules the world for the Antichrist has total control. So you can tell where the Antichrist has total control by how much in lockstep they are with the 2020 panic event, okay? So he had power to give life to the image of the beast, the end result of the wonder, power, and miraculous machinations of this earth beast, the seventh and final beast introduced in the scripture, lead to the next step of worship or obedience to the image of the beast that was and is not and yet is. So we're identifying, this is more identification of the final manifestation of the beast that was and is not yet is. Okay? And we've talked about that before, what that means. And I guess sometime we're going to have to spend some time on just speaking about the final manifestation, but we're in it. Okay. And this beast that was and is not yet is, which will vicariously rule the world through the construct of this image. And that's happening right now, because that's where lockstep comes from, and that's where the orders come from. As a matter of fact, their power is developing so much and so strongly that they can tell people, like in the state where I'm at, even though there's some pushback, not taking calls, thank you, even though there's some pushback, and in some of the states, because they're challenging it in the courts, saying that they don't have the power to stop people from evicting others or to suspend rents in the various states. And they're right. So hopefully that we can keep pushing back. That's why I say resistance is not futile. We need to resist as much as we can, at least to keep that even keel of the lamb-like qualities and the dragon-like speech, you know, vacillating here between each other with a somewhat equilibrium of power on the continent in which we live. But let's move on. And, okay, number 12, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So we can see where it's going by 2030. I believe that after 2030 that we are going to have Mark of the Beast inquisitions, okay? Because right now they're talking about, you know, this passport thing, okay, where you won't be able to do this and that. Well, I believe when 2030 comes, you know, because that's an inquisition. When they inquire as to your status, do you have your passport, mark, card, whatever, digital passport thing, whatever it is, however that you're going to tell on yourself that you have or you do not have it, okay? But eventually it will come to the point that those who don't have it, as the scripture says here, should be killed. if you do not worship the image of the beast. And you'll worship the image of the beast by capitulating to the demands and obeying the image of the beast, through which the Antichrist and his shadow government vicariously rule the world. Let's move on to our next page here. Let me see. I'm going to put this on the screen for you. And, okay, there we go. That's where we're at. Next page. Indicating that the second beast's dragon speech or horn division of power must be a primary motivator behind the enforcement action of the image it instigates, which enforcement action extends to the following attribute in such action. 13. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, the imposition of which we will discuss following. Okay, that's a following section for this chapter of my exposition here. The identity. So now let's jump into the identity of the earth beast prefigured in the vision. Now we look to recent history, a history which follows all of the expositors whose shoulders we have so far stood upon, a future they could not see. And it seems so obvious, so wonderfully fulfilled, that only one candidate among the prominent powers of the world stands out immediately as fulfilling every criteria of this two-horned earth beast in every detail prefigured in the apocalyptic vision. We here expound upon them one point at a time. Okay? One, America had not yet come at the reception of the revelation by John. The new world where this power appeared was an unknown. Upon the punishment and wounding, as it were to death, of that head of the sea beast, a dominion that lasted for 1260 years under that head, the papal power and its Holy Roman Empire seemed to disappear. Was and is not. By 1870, it seemed only a powerless shadow of it remained. 2. America rises in the New World about the same time of the wounding of the Roman papal head, and has now existed a little more than 200 years in its current constitutional established form. How much time can this beast power continue before it exceeds the short space qualification? Exactly what is a short space in context of the prophecy? Even if Christ were not to appear for several hundred years more, don't get me wrong, I believe he's going to appear within 40 years. That's my belief. And that's another topic which we've discussed here several times before. Okay, so even if Christ were not to appear for several hundred years more, America's time would still be a short space in comparison to its contemporary, the sea beast. 3. America comes up out of the earth rather than the sea, representing peoples and multitudes, nations and tongues, where the four previous beast powers rose up. This beast rises out of the new world, a sparsely populated wilderness by comparison. There is no conquest or necessity of assimilation as noticed in the previous consecutive sea beast powers, so that this power can come alongside of and support the sea beast as predicted. Okay. 4. He had two horns like a lamb, and 5. He spake as a dragon. When a tenth part of the papal kingdom fell, which tenth we have identified as the falling away of Protestant England from the papal states, many had been fleeing to the New World to escape religious persecution and papal inquisition in the same place where Protestant England eventually established 13 colonies. Canada to the north was a crown colony of the sovereign city of London. Mexico down through all of South America, Latin America, was conquered on behalf of the Vatican by the papal vassals of Portugal and Spanish conquistadors. These are all primarily Roman Catholic. In the New World, the only power that rose up and in time came to exhibit all of the attributes of the Revelation 13 Earth Beast is the one that developed out of the 13 colonies planted by Protestant England, the United States of America. These two horns appear to be lifelong polar opposites, as indicated. They coexist without change during the continuance of the Earth Beast. These two horns demonstrate two equal and opposing powers at the origin of this beast, lamb-like and draconic in speech. The American Continental Congress adopted the Articles of Confederation, the first Constitution of the United States, on November 15, 1777. The present Constitution for the United States was written during the Constitutional Convention. Those that oppose the concentration of power, yes, that was a satanic plan and plant, were able to get the Bill of Rights attached to it in an attempt to preserve those liberties. It was signed on September 17, 1787. F. Tupper Saucy, in his book, Rulers of Evil, unquestionably exposes the dragon influence and intrigue present in the establishment of the U.S. Constitution, and more specifically, the concentration of power. Nicolaitan. That's what the word Nicolaitan means in Revelation. It means a hierarchical, and the shame of it in the epistles to the churches was that it was in the church, that they had a hierarchy power in the church. And of course, we know that what that refers to, that great apostasy, that church where they rule over one another rather than serve. So we have that in America, a country where they were to serve one another, a Nicolaitan concentration of power. That's what we have in Washington, D.C., and that is Antichrist and Draconic. That's where the Draconic portion or ruling power is in America. It's all concentrated there. Anytime you see a concentration of power, you think Satan, you think Draconic, you think the Antichrist and totalitarian government. You see it developing anytime you see a concentration of power. So, more specifically, the concentration of power, Nicolaitan, in the newly created capital of this beast, the sovereign city of the District of Columbia. Though this power, speaking of the United States as a whole, was founded upon many godly or lamb-like principles, this draconic influence would eventually turn it to come alongside the draconic power of the sea beast. And we saw that last year, you know, your famous orange man jumped right in there, right in the middle, and said, okay, you know, you tell us what to do, oh dragon, you know. Yes, if you say lockstep, do this, do that, we'll do it. And he did it. Now, he may have been deluded or he may have been in on it. I do not know. I'll let God judge him, okay? I've got better things to do. I didn't vote for the man, but I certainly didn't vote for the other guy either. So, like I said, I know they've been stealing elections for many years, and 2016 and 2020 just brought it all the way to the surface for the whole world to see, finally, okay? Back to it here. So, though this power was founded upon many godly or lamb-like principles, speaking of the United States of America, the draconic influence would eventually turn it to come alongside the draconic power of the sea beast that infected it at its inception. Now they are working together with that concentration of power. Okay? The history of this alliance between these two beasts is that which is foretold in the 13th chapter of the Revelation, the very chapter that we're going through now. 6. he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. It would take two world wars centered on the dominant locality of the wounded head, that is the old world, to lure this earth beast into its predicted apocalyptic position of help and support for the sea beast. That's pretty plain to see, isn't it? Read that again. It would take two world wars centered on the dominant locality, the sea, of the wounded head to lure this earth beast from the new world into its predicted apocalyptic position of help and support for the sea beast. Ever since World War II, we've been in there helping and supporting the beast that was and is not and yet is in their locality. It is not insignificant that about the same time this first beast receives its deadly head wound, that the second beast rises in the new world and in time comes to exercise all of the powers of the first beast before it, until it finally causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And they're going to worship through the image of the beast that was and is not yet is. See how that's happening? It is all too evident that America exhibits the dichotomy which the scripture indicates that it would in the two horns as this earth beast. As the Roman Empire was once the visible police power of the world, so today America, since World War II, has emerged as the police power of the world and exercises all the power of the first beast before him. Despite recently closing hundreds of bases in Iraq and Afghanistan, the United States still maintains nearly 800 military bases in more than 70 countries and territories abroad. That's probably one reason why they had to get rid of Donald Trump, because he was trying to bring our troops home and shut down a lot of this stuff in other countries. But he has never understood. I don't believe he has a clue as to what is really going on, who the Antichrist is, or the shadow government that rules the world. I believe he got a good taste of it, though, as to how much they rule and how little power he had. Okay? But he did quite a bit for them. Whether he was manipulated into it or what, doesn't matter. He still did their bidding. Okay? And I don't believe that anyone could be elected president that could go against the beast power without being killed or otherwise removed or being rendered powerless by one means or another. I believe that Ronald Reagan was shot because he wanted to put an end to the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education. He was right. It should not have been. It was a usurpation of states' rights. But the Antichrist and his shadow government wanted it for the purposes, and you see what the outcome has been of the Federal Department of Education controlled by the Antichrist and his shadow government. Look what they've done to the children of the nation. Okay? So they shot him because he overstepped. He did the Grace Commission, and that was enough. Because you'll notice, as soon as he was shot, his presidency was over. And George Bush, his vice president that was forced on him by the shadow government that rules for the Antichrist, pretty much took over. And that was their new agenda, was the shadow government Antichrist agenda for America. See, they get their way one way or another. A good man would never make it. And if a good man did make it into the presidency, they would be either killed or somehow totally have all their power taken away from them, become impotent completely, as we watched Donald Trump become just an impotent and worthless man as a president for anything good that he wanted to do or pretended to want to do, whatever the case may be. I'm not going to make a judgment call there. I'll leave that to others. Okay, so 800 military bases in more than 70 countries and territories abroad, from giant little Americas to small radar facilities. Britain, France, and Russia, by contrast, have about 30 foreign bases combined. See? All the power of the first before him, greater than the Roman Empire ever dreamed of, the power of America. Yeah. So all of the power, exceeding the power of the first beast before him. The earth beast creates an image of the sea beast. He causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. And I'm saying in the locality in the old world, America was in the middle of it, and it was the firepower of America put on display for the entire world, okay, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast as an outcome of World War II. Finally, America says, the UN, we're going to create an image, a beast power, to rule the whole world and to usher in an era of peace between all of the nations to prevent another world war. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So the United Nations is a worldwide ruling power in the image of the old world Roman Empire, image of a beast. The image of the beast. The old world Roman Empire is the beast. Okay? An image of the beast would be a worldwide ruling power in its image. Okay? And that's what the UN is, through which the Antichrist and his shadow government vicariously rule the world. And if you do your research, you'll see that it's not so vicarious when you start looking into it and pulling back the layers of culpable deniability. You'll see under all those layers of culpable deniability, the shadow government that rules for the Antichrist, his army, and all of their coadjutors, knowing or unknowingly working for the Antichrist and his shadow government. Principle in our search for a divine interpretation on the symbol here used, that of an image of abuse power, is that found in Daniel chapter 2 in the first appearance of the mystery Babylon image from Nebuchadnezzar's dream. In the first, we see an image of all the powers that would dominate the world from the first enumerated sea beast, that is Babylon, its head, which demanded worship of its own image in the plain of Dura, until this amalgamation of the four sea beast powers goes to perdition at the return of Christ. In the second end time image, we see an amalgamation of all the powers of the earth for the final conquest of the whole earth, which will come to demand the worship or obedience of all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. It is through this image that the wounded head's healing is complete, and through which it can vicariously rule the world and cause them that dwell on the earth to wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes and we'll finish up this train. Don't go anywhere.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates.
If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back to all the listeners over there on DLive. Welcome, and we have a good number of people in the chat room at FirstAmendmentRadio.net today. I say welcome to you all there. Fireman Mike, Skinner, Tom, WWW, Antique, Sid, Bob from PA, Paul, Ty, Engel, Chen, Dale, Jesuit Fiend, and Chuck from Gaul, I guess. Chuck Gaul. Anyway, welcome one and all. Make sure you tell a friend about the broadcast here. I hope that you're all being edified and educated. And this is, as I said, this is the draft of my exposition on the Revelation, which I'll be publishing in about 1 month. I'm giving myself 30 days to finish the draft and refine it and all that. And this is the draft of chapter 13 I've been going through for the most part. So let's jump back into that. Okay, jump back into that. Yes, and where we left off. Okay, here we are. Let's see. The second end time image. Speaking of the image of the beast, there's no doubt about it. The UN is the image of the beast. In this second end time image, comparing it to the first image we see in the plain of Dura or in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, the image of the beast, or the mystery Babylon image, we'll call that one, from Daniel chapter 2. In this second end time image, we see the amalgamation of all of the powers of the earth for the final conquest of the whole earth, which will come to demand the worship or obedience of all. And we see that really beginning now. It seems like the powers out there just cannot turn away. They found something that they all seem, for the most part, at least I'd say at least half of them, want to bow down to and pay obeisance to. Yes, we will obey you. Yes, we will all wear stuff over our face, you know, face coverings. We will all, you know, we will do as you ask for fear of our lives, right? Both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. It is through this image that the wounded head's healing is complete and through which it can vicariously rule the world and cause them that dwell on the earth to wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not, yet is. We have learned from Bible history and at the temptation of Christ that it is Satan who comes to dominate all of the kingdoms of mortal men, regardless of the best beginnings. So, with the dragon power firmly entrenched in the U.S. government at Washington, D.C., in the New World, World War I is initiated and America lured to engage the conflict in the first beast locality, that is, the Old World, after which the first attempt to create an image of the sea beast ultimately failed. The League of Nations was founded on 10 January 1920 as a result of the Paris Peace Conference that ended the First World War. America was not yet ready, but is certainly on the way to becoming the most powerful nation on the earth. The onset of World War II showed that the League had failed its primary purpose, which was to prevent any future world war. The League lasted for 26 years. The United Nations replaced it after the end of the Second World War. World War II, in the same 20th century, fully develops American firepower in the sight of the entire earth and in the sight of the beast and the old world. Okay? America concludes World War II with a miraculous firepower previously unseen, the atomic bomb, against which none dare make war. By the means of those miracles which he had power to do, America convinced the world that they should make an image to the beast, the United Nations. This new image, the United Nations, is an intergovernmental organization tasked to promote international cooperation and to create and maintain international order, a replacement for the ineffective League of Nations. The organization was established on 24 October 1945, after World War II, with the aim of preventing another such conflict. At its founding, the UN had 51 member states. There are now 193. As of 2018. The headquarters of the UN is in Manhattan, New York. So you can see how America is primarily credited with the construction of the image of the beast. Okay? The United Nations is the New World Order. New World Order. When you hear of the New World Order, the United Nations is the New World Order. Okay? America did not join the former League of Nations, but is a founding member of the UN. The UN Charter was drafted at a conference between April and June 1945 in San Francisco, where's that? In the USA, and was signed on June 26, 1945, at the conclusion of the conference. This charter took effect on 24 October 1945, and the UN began operation, the image of the beast. There's no doubt about it. How could it be anything else? You really think they're going to build some big statue and someone's going to breathe life into it? No, this is the image of the beast. The beast is the world-dominating Roman Empire and has existed for how long? Since the 7th century B.C. in three different manifestations and still exists today. So we have this image of the beast must be something like that which it is an image of. If you don't get that, you don't get nothing. That's easy. An image of something must be like that which it is an image of. If it is an image of the beast's power, then it must be something like that. And that's what the UN is. Okay, the organization's membership grew significantly following widespread decolonization in the 60s, and by the 70s, its budget for economic and social development programs and all of that stuff, you know how it's developed. I'm not going to get into all of that. Okay, the above-mentioned decolonization continued breaking up answers to the Daniel 7:19 attribute of the sea beast, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Very fitting with the iron mingled with clay in the Daniel chapter 2 mystery Babylon image of the feet and 10 toes description. You see, all of these things, all of these different prophecies agree and confirm one another and confirm our interpretation that we're going through today. Okay? They shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay, preceding the return of Christ to set up his kingdom. The UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, adopted by the General Assembly on 25 November 2015, for transforming our world, truly covers just about every realm of human activity and is the perfect model of world government to support a comprehensive and mandatory Mark of the Beast type monetary system. Beyond chapter 13 of the Revelation, the scripture makes no further telling exposition of the image of the beast. But can one even imagine what more needs to be said? If we have not here spoken the truth, then we must ask, what else could it possibly be? Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And then I go into the mark of the beast, the name and the number, and so on. And so you're going to have to scour my website to see what I've already written on this and exposed on this, or wait another month and pray for me as I continue writing my exposition on the Revelation. Okay. I appreciate all those that are praying for me, because I know some of you are, as I pray for all of you too. Let's see. Okay. So we're getting there pretty quick. And I hope you can see how clear it is now that, like I said, if this isn't the truth, if the UN is not the image of the beast, what else could it be? I'm using scripture to back it up. What is a beast? You know, there are other people out there that are still pushing what E.B. Eliot saw as far as concerning the earth beast and being the false prophet. That does not work. It defies what the scripture tells us about beast powers. And I've got a good study that's in this that I haven't covered today on, you know, the beast powers. And that's been in some of my other writings. And so a lot of you have already learned that, what a beast power is and what qualifies as a beast power and what does not. Okay? It's when you see it written in the scripture, it becomes quite clear. We're using the scripture to define our apocalyptic terms that are given in the scripture. And in the book that I'm writing now, the book, I did write my previous book, which I suggest everyone get a copy of, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. This one is an apology. The one I'm writing now is not an apology. It's an exposition. There's a big difference. Because in the apology, I answer the questions and I tear apart the countering positions, okay, of the opposing views, being one, amillennialism and dispensationalism, futurist dispensationalism. So that's what an apology is. So you'll find Reformed Prophecy Interpretation and Apology for Reformed Premillennial Historicism to the 21st century. Yeah. So that's available right now. I published this last September and still haven't got one review on Amazon yet. So thinking, well, I'm never going to get any reviews. I think more people might buy my book whether I had good reviews or bad. So I don't know, all you people that have gotten my book, some of you I've gave review copies before I published it, and you still haven't given me a review on Amazon. You'd think it would be at least get a few favorable reviews for giving review copies away, but I guess people don't want to say anything about it. So there you have it. It fits right in with the headlines today and what's going on and how an organization out of the UN is now dictating to the world in lockstep with the Antichrist and his shadow government to bring about the totalitarian rule of the entire earth. So I'm predicting, prophesying that soon they will do the Temple Mount play, which I wrote about in 2017. When the third temple is built, the rapture play will begin. And they've confirmed that with the Abraham Accord, which places the three Abrahamic faiths together on several compounds throughout the Mideast. It's becoming a thing that's starting to duplicate. And I predicted that this would happen on the Temple Mount. And then the Abraham Accord pops up and verifies what we predicted there. And so the book is still, very telling and very applicable and up to date now, because the rapture play will begin. So if you want to know what that means, you can get that book. You can get a free copy of that book in a PDF form by going to my website at crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com and clicking on the free ebook tab there and following the instructions, and then requesting in the comments there, requesting when the third temple is built or the rapture will be canceled, whichever book, one of those books you want or haven't read yet. But I would suggest when the third temple is built for an overview, because I wrote that specifically for dispensational futurists to kind of shake them up, wake them up, and let them see a different alternative, another view, and to show them that view from the scripture. So it's a simple, like a 100-page booklet in a regular publication form. This is a pocketbook here, but in the PDF you'll get for free, or you can get the pocketbook of when the third temple is built and the rapture will be canceled. You can get two pocketbooks, one of each of those, for like $30 on Get the Book page. You'll see a link there if you want to take advantage of that. Many people have, and get the pocketbook editions. You can actually fit them in your back pocket. So I had those printed up special, and so I can mail those out when someone wants to order those. Otherwise, you can get it free. I'm not trying to make money off you. My Heavenly Father takes good care of me and my family. I'm not worried about it. If he tells you to give and you're obedient, you'll give. If he tells you to give somewhere else, I hope that you're investing in God's kingdom somewhere, wherever he has told you to invest, for your own sake. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So I'm saying invest everything you can into the kingdom of God, into that kingdom that stretches beyond the grave. There's absolutely nothing more important than that. Because you have to ask yourself, where are you investing your time, your money? Where is your treasure? I know where mine's at. Yeah, that's why, when God says, don't fear them that kill the body. Okay, yeah, I'm sure I might feel fear when the time comes, But I'm sure that he'll give me strength to go through it, whatever is necessary for whatever he allows me to go through. And if he wants to call me home through martyrdom, then, hey, I'll do it. I already let him know. I'll do it, Father. That graduation day will come on that day whenever it comes. It's better than fading away slowly in poor health on a deathbed or in a hospital on morphine or something like that. I don't want to go out that way. I don't do drugs now. I don't even take aspirin. Okay? I think I had an aspirin like 3 years ago or something. So seldom. I'd rather suffer through the pain. That way, a little practice in case I need it, right? Yeah. So the mark of the beast is coming, and I believe that the inquisitions for the mark of the beast will start after 2030. I believe, and I believe that we'll see it by the 2023, because they believe they want to get the Temple Mount seven-year Great Tribulation deception completed, because no one's going to be raptured. That's why I say the rapture play will begin. All three raptures are going to go by the way, because, God's timetable is not on the Counter-Reformation rapture calendar. It's on his calendar, and he's going to come when he comes. And if they want to have this thing completed and have all the evangelicals that believe in a rapture escape all wrapped up by 2030, that means they're going to have to pull off the seven-year play and have it over and done with by 2030 to get most of those people to capitulate. Yeah. You see how the Antichrist thinks and works, because that is his scheme. Seven-year tribulation deception and the dispensational futurist scheme is his. It came from a Jesuit, Ry Barra, and has been built upon, especially over the last couple hundred years, into what it is now, multiple choice prophecy. Do you believe in the pre-tribulation or the mid-tribulation or the post-tribulation rapture? Well, I don't believe in any of them. I don't even believe in the seven-year tribulation. I believe we are in, as Matthew chapter 24 says, the tribulation of those days. It doesn't say, it does say there shall be great tribulation, but nowhere does it say the seven-year tribulation before Christ returns. It's not in the scripture anywhere. We are in the tribulation of those days coming up to the return of Christ. We are in it now. And I believe we're in the last 40 years of it. I believe we have less than 40 years before the end of the sixth millennia and the beginning of the seventh millennia. I have a posting on my website. Go there, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. You'll see it at the top of my homepage. Okay? You'll see what year is it. And so you want to know what year is it from the creation if we're going to identify when the seventh millennium begins. And I've narrowed it down to about 2055. I'm not going to say exactly because I really don't care. If it's close, I'm good with it. It doesn't really matter. Because I'm not going to change on a day and stop sinning. And, I'm not going to wait till the last minute, repent. I mean, if you think you're going to do that, you're already deceived. And your repentance will likely never come. You need to walk in Christ's kingdom now, the narrow way that leads to life, and get off the highway to destruction or the highway to hell. Today, you need to plead with God. Say, please, please, Heavenly Father, teach me obedience. Give me the desire to do only that which pleases you. I want to never sin, even though I know I can't achieve perfection in this life. I know I will achieve it in the resurrection. And that's why we love his appearing, as the scripture says, that all of his elect love his appearing, because we, when we see him, we will be like him. We hate sin, we hate evil, and we want it gone and done with. Yeah, and it'll be great, man. Yeah. All of the things that God has for those that love him. Yeah. Mind has not seen. Yeah, eye has not seen nor mind conceived the things that God has for those that love him. But all of the promises of God, I can tell you, it's going to be fantastically more wonderful than what our mere mortal minds can ever conceive as they are right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yeah, for us, those that will repent and allow the Holy Spirit to work repentance in us. So get on the narrow way to life, road that leads to life. There's absolutely nothing more important than that. Nothing more important. Well, I got a few minutes left. Let me check the chat room, see if we got any comments, questions, and whatever. I haven't been there. Let's see. Here we go. After this Noel Webster edition was published, it was soon after the next edition release, removed any and all anti-Catholic and anti-Jesuitic definitions. Okay, yeah, we got that one. Yeah, that's why they like to change their dictionaries constantly. I mean, now they change on a dime. The Supreme Court justice nominee said something they didn't like, so they changed the definition in the dictionary. Can you believe this stuff is going on? How deluded can people get? Yes, Ty says, I hope to be in that number. Well, I will be in that number. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And if I start to have doubts, I just, you know, God gives me assurance. Yeah, he will not leave us comfortless, that's for sure. Yeah, let's see, got anything else in here? Many turncoats and Judas goats. Jesus Christ warned many times that this would be the case at the end, with mankind being under the Jesuit fiend's false reality spell being cast on us all. Yes, the Jesuits are the shadow government that works for the Antichrist, but they have many adherents and coadjutors, and many that don't even know that they are. They're just controlled by whatever means it takes to gain control and to work their objective in the world. That's how the Antichrist and his shadow government rolls. They want you dead, and they want you unsaved. They hate the protesting church and the true gospel of Jesus Christ. May the Almighty bless you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind Rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled.